This meditation is about embodying our fear. The idea is to identify one issue in your life that is difficult for you to deal with. Perhaps it's loneliness or claustrophobia or being unloved or not being heard. It's about acceptance of this. Make yourself comfortable. Close or lower your eyes. Decide which feeling you are going to work with. Ideally, you will choose an underlying issue that you don't really like to feel, something like abandonment, shame, self-worth, dependency, anger, or anxiety. Once you have decided on your issue, take a moment to settle in. If you are sitting down, feel the weight of your body in the chair. Then begin to pay attention to your breath, feeling both the inhale and the exhale. Once you are present, start dialoguing with yourself. Say to yourself, I give myself permission to feel this feeling that you really don't like to feel, off and on for the rest of my life. Accept this feeling as if it were already a legitimate part of who you are. As you invite this feeling, try to bring your attention out of any interpretation into whatever raw sensation is happening in your body. For example, many people find that the torso is the location where they feel emotional intensity. Check it out and see if there's any agitation there. Perhaps you feel numb from the neck down. Perhaps there is some sense of tingling in your hands, or aching, or fullness, or lightness somewhere in your body. Perhaps the experience permeates your whole body. Or maybe you don't have any awareness of sensations except behind your eyes. It doesn't really matter what you discover. The point is to be willing to direct your attention towards your experience at the level of sensation. Next, ask yourself whether this sensation you're feeling is actually a threat in any way. Are you going to die from feeling a ball of pressure in your stomach? Or a hollowed out chest, or a heavy heart? Is the burning sensation in your solar plexus actually dangerous? Will the tension in your belly or your throat actually physically constrict you? If you find that experiencing these sensations is not harmful, even if they are disturbing, then experiment with a commitment to having a relationship with these sensations, perhaps for the rest of your life. What feelings arise when you think of this? What sensations? The point is to see for yourself whether it is in fact a problem to feel the sensations you have organized your life around not feeling. If this practice helps, you might consider building it into your daily life in some way. It might just be 30 seconds in the morning or at night before you go to bed. It's not a big time commitment, and it can be very powerful. Over time, we can gradually bring into direct relationship our historic claim that it's really dangerous and bad to feel a certain way with the immediate experience that there's no evidence of threat or harm. That experiential investigation has to be done hundreds of times, of course. We have to do it over and over. We are dissolving the tendency to accept without investigation that it's a threat to feel dependent or guilty or alone. At the same time, we're developing an embodied confidence that says, so what? I'm ready to feel that way at any second. I've done this thousands of times now and it hasn't harmed me yet. Consider taking this practice of embodied immediacy into your daily life. Ideally, finding some structure to remind yourself to practice. It may be that practicing in small moments throughout the day works better for you than doing a concentrated session. A simple, practical way to approach embodied immediacy is to notice any moment that we're aware of our own avoidant behavior, like obsessive thinking, emotional reactivity, feeling too busy, running a story about how somebody's not treating us well, feeling complaint or resentment, or any of our familiar dramas. Anytime we notice behaviors like this, we could ask ourselves, I wonder what I'm experiencing in my body at the sensation level right this second. When we are in a familiar avoidant energy, there is almost always a more vulnerable, sensation-based experience that we're trying not to feel at the same time. Why not just train ourselves to use our disturbance as a signal to wake up and pay attention? To be curious and ask, what am I feeling right now that I don't want to feel? And is it a problem? Discard nothing, appreciate everything. May I look for compassion in myself. May I live with ease, but recognize and ride the hard feelings when they come. May I trust my capacity to feel and get through them. May I understand that the experience of freedom is in fact already there. Slowly adjust yourself back to the room, opening your eyes.